Don't go changing to try and please me. You never let me down before. Don't imagine you're too familiar, and I don't see you anymore. I would not leave you in times of trouble. We never could have come this far. I took the good times, I'll take the bad times, I'll take you just the way you are. Don't go
trying. I'm kind of on the edge here. One of my friends is really, really sick. She's got respiratory, like, sinus issues. If we have to sleep outside, we have nowhere else to go.
All right, so that is one of the frustrated passengers on the floating cruise called the Triumph, the boat that finally docked 9:15 Central Time in Mobile, Alabama. So all the people, over 4,000 people getting off that boat, kissing the ground when they finally disembarked and thrilled beyond belief to be landlubbers again. Kate Delaney, America Tonight, that's where we start. Can you imagine you're trapped on a boat? For me, it would be tough because I would feel trapped. I would feel like, man, I can't get away. I can't get out. I can't get off. I can't get off this boat. What am I going to do? And I'm just going to have to be calm and deal with the conditions that we have. The bathrooms aren't working and there's sporadic food and long lines and, you know, whatever. You hear different stories. Oh, it wasn't that bad, and I had some apple pie. But it sounds like it was pretty bad, and it sounds like the food was limited. But here's the deal. Carnival Cruise, if I'm the CEO, I'm worried, but I just have to deal with one thing, and that is my brand. It is our people. When there's 21 million people in America who want to cruise, are they going to get back on my other boats? And the answer is probably yes. Can I get sued? No, not really. If you read the fine print on the contracts, people can try lawsuits, but it's not going to work. So I don't think it'll work. It hasn't in the past. What will happen is that's why the gesture, we'll give you the $500, we'll pay for your cruise, you'll get money back, of course, and then you'll get discounts for other cruises, and they'll be okay with that. I mean, they'll be okay. Carnival will be okay with that. I don't think they're going to take... They might take a little bit of a hit publicity-wise, but they're not going to take a hit in court because of the fine print. That's why. So very strange. It was odd to see the passengers get off the boat. They looked exhausted. Seriously. I mean, it was crazy. So somebody was playing Sweet Home Alabama. There was all these signs, people screaming and yelling, celebrating strangers for the people that came off of the ship. And it took hours to get everyone out. They went into buses, went to New Orleans and Texas, got into hotels in Mobile, showered, hot meals, all that kind of stuff. So they had things set up for the people. But, man, it would be rough. It just would be rough. You take off, you're excited, and then there's a fire. There's an engine room fire, and suddenly you're floating. That's what happens. And you're passing time. Because the idea is, woo, this is, I don't want to work, I'm on this boat, how cool is this, I'm going to jog in the morning, I'm going to go and listen to the comedians or whoever, I'm going to eat every second I can and drink and party, woo-hoo, I'm going to swim in the pool. And who's doing that? Of course, now they're not doing that. So the whole time they were killing time. That's what they were doing, killing time. So travel agents, I called somebody I knew that's a travel agent. Believe it or not, we still have some travel agents around, and no bookings affected, none. And I think that's probably widely reported. I wouldn't be surprised about that. But still, since this just happened, we don't know, ultimately, will it really affect the business down the line? I still am going to say no. I don't think so. Because even with the problem, the engine room fire and all that stuff, and they get the discount, blah, blah, blah. I think that people that want to go on cruises just want to go on cruises. And asking you, America, and asking people I know about getting on boats, nobody has said, only a few of us, but very few of us have said we wouldn't do it. For the most part, the answer is yeah, well, I'd do it, sure. And the reason is it's cheap. It's about the buffet. It's about the floating around, hanging out, woohoo, having drinks, partying down, doing the casino thing. Depends on what the boat is. So, yeah. It wasn't about whether or not he'd take a cruise, because next week is an off week, because, you know, our legislators work very, very hard. They need their off days. They need their beauty rest. They need to regroup. And that's what's happening. It's a whole week off for Congress, both chambers. So it was a day to quickly get a few things done, including the Republicans blocking the vote on Chuck Hagel. How about that? Saying no, just say no. And they really actually did just say no, because they said there's not enough information and they're not going to try to hurry up and push this through. Senator Reid was shocked beyond belief and had this to say.
Republicans have made an unfortunate choice to ratchet up the level of obstruction here in Washington. Just when you thought things couldn't get worse, it gets worse. This should not be politics. It should be substance. And there is nothing wrong with Chuck Hagel.
Yeah, so, you know, this is the thing. Nothing wrong with Chuck Hagel, except for there's a few things that he's flip-flopped on, and it's more about, all right, you're not going to tell us everything about Benghazi. We're not gonna find out this, this, and the other thing, so we're just gonna put up a roadblock for now, and that's what we're doing. Not gonna be voted on until they get back to Washington. In the meantime, no defense secretary. If this one goes down the drain, does the White House back off, or do they try to get Chuck Hagel to get out of the deal and pull him away and say, nah, I'm gonna, that's it, we're done with this. Kind of like the Susan Rice thing that never even happened, because it never got that far of going through everything, going through the whole getting grilled. Who would be the person that would step in would be the interesting part. So who would be the next defense secretary? I don't know, because all the people that were on the list are now out of government that I would put on my short list. So who would be the best person to stick in there? I would say not anyone that so far that Obama seems to be throwing up. And now here's an interesting other quick thing that we're going to talk about next week on the show. How about the more than 30 states saying forget the exchanges for Obamacare? Remember the individual mandate that kicks in 2014? Maybe some of you are starting to think about it. Hey, we're already into 2013. So some of the critics are saying, you know, forget it. We're not going to do it. Chris Christie of New Jersey. Also, Florida's Rick Scott, he's saying forget about it. He was the one who led the charge in the battle in front of the Supreme Court. Virginia's Bob McDonald's not going to do it. Utah's Gary Herbert's not going to do it. So this whole idea of the partnership, it's pretty ill-fated at this point, at least for 30 states, and it could be more across the board when they realize they have to set these things up. Enrollment is supposed to begin on October 1st. Movies, cheap movie review next. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free, a 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply, be in control, be self-sufficient, and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
If you're going to the movies this weekend, there's a familiar face, an old friend that we can remember from the 80s, Bruce Willis. This really put him on the map. The whole John McClane action series, the Die Hard series, he is back. Yippee-ki-yay! In A Good Day to Die. Check it out.
I guess you have done this before.
Don't encourage him.
In IMAX and other large format theaters, February 14th, rated R.
Yeah, I wonder what it would be like on IMAX or Omnimax. It would be pretty cool to watch Die Hard. It's going to have lots of special effects in it. His kid is involved in this one, both kids actually. Not real life kids in the movies and in the movie. And this could be pretty, I don't know, this could be good. This would be a good rental anyway. At some point, if you don't want to spend the bucks to go see it on the big screen and you're not necessarily a huge Die Hard fan enough, then wait. Wait till it comes out on DVD. It'll be definitely a great rental. One of those, you're just going to not think about anything and veg on the couch. Absolutely, without a doubt. You don't have to concentrate on Die Hard. Some movies you have to concentrate on. That's the problem when you go to the movies where everybody has accents, British accents that are so thick, when they start to talk and they say, oh, it's a little bit of a wiki stick there, and then, you know, and they talk so fast and you're mixed up on what they're saying. You have to focus, in other words.
You're not sure when it's okay to eat your popcorn?
Oh, yeah, because there's pauses that are crazy.
There's no question that, on Die Hard when it's okay to eat your popcorn.
The whole way through.
The whole way through.
Yeah. Exactly. All right, this one could be good. PG-13. Certainly might be good for kids. It's called Beautiful Creature, starring Viola Davis. Hit it.
lot of schools?
Yeah.
That must be nice. I only ever lived here.
Must be nice.
You want to go out with me?
You don't know anything about me.
Are you a witch?
Your mother, she lives in the darkness.
The same thing could happen to me.
Lena, you're a miracle.
You think you can keep Lena so innocent?
I'm scared I'm going to hurt you.
Love is a risk for anybody.
Beautiful Creatures. Rated PG-13. Starts February 13th.
Uh-huh. And it's definitely got a little bit of a bite to it. It's about a 17-year-old who has that same dream for months. Then there's a young girl waiting for him on a silver horse on a Civil War battlefield. He wants to be with her. There's some question marks. What is the dream all about? Dreams are great, except for when they scare you and you can't figure them out, even in the movies. This one is getting a lot of pub because
Robin Williams. If, like, Robin Williams is in your dream, then it's going to be really sad.
Exactly. In this one, Julianne Hough and Josh Duhamel are in it, and they're both good-looking people, so naturally it's being pumped all over the tube. The trailers are being shown a lot, and it's called Safe Haven.
Let me check you out.
Rice? Oh, basmati, the king of rices.
I'm Alex. Nice to meet you.
How are you liking Southport?
Definitely a change of pace.
From what?
I've had things happen to me in the past. Things that still scare me.
Did you hear about his wife? She passed away a few years ago.
Giving up. Say you'll always try to be my
healthy. Can you go to the beach tonight?
Kid Lexi, she's not coming with us.
No. That sounds really nice.
I gotta go. Alex, are you breaking up?
We're going to the beach!
Do you know this woman?
He's here.
I've got to get out of here. It's everything that I was afraid of.
There's no safer place than here with me.
So just in a nutshell, this woman gets herself in quite a problematic situation. She ends up moving to a tiny, tiny town in North Carolina. She wants to make a quiet new life. She rents a cabin. She takes a job waiting on tables, meets this guy who's a widower. They fall in love, but she's got an ex that has an axe to grind and wants to desperately get to her. So you can imagine. It is PG-13. It's a chick flick. I'm certain of it. 1 hour, 55 minutes. Not so sure how that's going to do at the box office. If you want to keep your wife, your girlfriend, or whoever entertained, and you want to score some brownie points, it is kind of Valentine's weekend. I guess you could go check out Safe Haven. But what's out on DVD? We go to our man down under, Jack Alexander.
Everyone, Jack Alexander here with this week's DVD and Blu-ray releases. If you're a Bond fan like I am, then you'll be rushing to your local DVD retailer for Skyfall to complete your 007 collection. This is Daniel Craig's third time as the world's most favourite secret agent, with all the guns, girls and gut-busting stunts that you would expect from any James Bond movie. Set in feudal China, the local blacksmith has to defend the village in The Man with Iron Fists. Very much the classic Chinese-style kung fu action movie. But the cast is way interesting in this Erza-directed film starring Russell Crowe, Lucy Liu, and James Chung. When San Francisco is overrun in Rise of the Zombies, a small group tries hiding out on Alcatraz Island. Starring Danny Trejo, Mariel Hemingway, and LeVar Burton. This is a great movie for the Friday night frights. TV series released this week include Gossip Girl Season 6, Matlock Season 8, starring the late, great Andy Griffiths, Nurse Jackie Season 4, and Season 8 of Weeds. This week's One from the Vault is a great, fun, made-for-TV movie written and starring country music legend Toby Keith. Beer for My Horses has a cast including comedian Rodney Carrington, rock god Ted Nugent, acting legend Tom Skerritt. Also be on the lookout for cameos by Cletus T. Judd, David Allen Coe, Willie Nelson, and the Trailer Choir. Don't worry if you're not a fan of country music, as the music takes a backseat to some very funny, cliche-based comedy. This is a great, fun family movie. I'll be back next week with more new releases on DVD and Blu-ray and a forgotten cult classic right here on America Tonight with Kate Delaney.
We'll raise up our glasses against evil forces, singing whiskey for my men, beer for my horses.
I love that line. Sweet. Thanks, Jack, my man. Sounds pretty good. I'll tell you what, Skyfall. That's a good one right there. Skyfall, if you have not seen it, even if you never have followed Bond, as Charles in Charge and I were talking about off the air, you could get this, you could see it, and you'd be set. You could figure it out, no problem.
And then you'd have to watch all the others.
Yeah, and here's an interesting side note about the Bonds. There is a chance that all six Bonds are going to appear at the Oscars. It's kind of leaked out that they might have all the Bonds at the Oscars. That would be mind-blowing.
You know, I heard on the internet right now they're saying that they should make Roger Moore play a villain. Wouldn't that be awesome?
Oh, yeah, that would be good. He'd be a good villain, too, but I don't know. I don't know if he, you know, he's got other things that he's doing that would he jump in and, you know, change that whole thing because the legacy of Bond. But the idea that the 50th anniversary of the first James Bond movie, which, by the way, was Dr. No, the Academy wants to pay tribute to the film series, so the 007 movies, you know, what they started in 62, are part of the longest-running motion picture franchise in history. So the chance that we may see everyone from Sean Connery to Daniel Craig, wow, that would be, who would want to miss that? Now, I'm not a big fan of the award show, but I would tune in for that for sure, or tape it and go and look at it, since I'm just a diehard Bond person. And I like a lot of the old Bonds. I mean, I like them all. I think Skyfall was excellent. I like Daniel Craig. At first, I wasn't sure how I was gonna warm up to him or not as Bond. You know, I liked Pierce Brosnan. I liked Roger Moore the best. And then, of course, Sean Connery. But to see them all on the stage, that would be very, 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 very cool. All right, stay with us. We're flipping over to another side.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Is there a less expensive way to detoxify your body?
Yes, microplant powder from hempusa.org frees your body of toxins from vaccinations, pharmaceutical residues, heavy metals, parasites, and toxic chemicals in your food and water for around $10 a month. Microplant powder removes virus, fungus, and bacteria while cleaning and purifying the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. It unclogs arteries and softens heart valves. Plus, microplant powder can be taken with any liquid, any pharmaceutical
pharmaceutical at any time. It's truly the easiest and most cost-effective way to clean and detoxify your body for around $10 a month. Microplant powder from hempusa.org. It really works. And for persistent health issues, try our Matrix Bio Powder together with microplant powder for a deeper cellular cleaning. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. And see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Well, I'll take whatever I want. You give me something I need. Now tell me I got something for you. Come on, come on, come on, do it. Come on, come on, do what you do. I can't get enough of your love. I can't get enough of your love. I can't get enough of your love.
So, 6 million potential new marriages as a result of Valentine's Day every year, and that number climbs. And we know that there are probably people sporting some rings after Valentine's Day rolls over. So how about that? Happy post-Valentine's Day for most of you listening to us across the country, and welcome back to America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. I wore red in honor of Valentine's Day. I am a huge red fan, though. That's my favorite color, red. Even my first car was even a red car. So, you know, I know that that's the thing that gets chased by police, supposedly, if you have a little bit of a lead foot, but I didn't care. I'm all about red, my favorite color. Coming up at the tail end of the hour, we've got a big giveaway from BigFishGames.com. They have graciously graced us with an awesome giveaway that I can't wait for. 3 people this time around will qualify for it. You'll automatically get a 6-month Big Fish Unlimited streaming subscription for PC and Android, and you qualify to win the cool grand prize package with Big Fish Unlimited. So that's like 150 games, it's all free.
Yeah, baby!
Yeah, it's very cool. I think it's cool. And then there's a big old prize package, too, that you'll qualify for. And we're going to be doing this for the next couple of weeks here on the show. But this is your first opportunity. Let's put it that way, your first opportunity. All right, since it is all about love, we're going to get nasty on somebody. We got a dungeon moment here on the show. This is just crazy. You think of people wanting mail, waiting for mail, something important, because they need this check for whatever reason. They need some important paper that's coming in. They're waiting. They don't get it. They have to track it. They're trying to track things down. You know what I mean? So police in Port Townsend, Washington, recovered about 1,000 pounds of stolen mail. They arrested a guy who had been actually sought after by the state corrections officer for escaping from community custody. And so his name is Adam Lysik, and he's being held on $250,000 bail. But what a bum. Stealing people's mail. Think about that. The guy, and especially this is scary because he's got convictions for identity theft, possession of stolen property, and yada yada, fraudulent bank checks. I'm telling you. So do you want to view this identity thief living near you? And that's the deal. He's 38 years old. He's running around at night trying to steal from mailboxes or, you know, during the day when he thinks it's safe and to create fake IDs and get identification cards and pass bad checks and use stolen credit cards. And that's the thing. If you have a credit card and you know how to send you new ones, they send it in the mail. So it comes in your mailbox. And how many people have mailboxes that are at the end of your driveway, that the, you know, at the front of your street where you have to walk down the street and get it out that way instead of right up against your house? Say it's easier to steal the mail that way. And this guy was doing that. So for that reason, Adam Lysik, you crummy guy, you identity theft stealer, let's put him in the dungeon. Charles in charge. Usher Adam into the dungeon.
This way, please.
This chamber has no windows and no doors.
All right, you got to love that. Charles in charge, man.
We're not letting him out.
Yeah. No way, because he'll steal our mail. He'll target us. We'll be on his list to come after all of our mail. And it would just be my luck that it would be the one thing that I need in the mail, and he would get it. That'd be brutal. If that was my neighbor, I'd be upset. That's the worst.
He can steal my hate mail.
Nasty. All right, a lot of you got nasty about some of the things that were happening with the cruise ship and a few other deals as well. So with that, let's go and check the snail mail.
We got mail, baby.
That is so lame. Where is our guy? Is he on strike again? I hate
you. You have mail, mistress.
Thank goodness. Can I hear him one more time?
You've got mail, mistress.
I want the guy with the pipes. Where is he?
He's on a date.
Oh. And, you know, every time we play him, we have to pay, like, $1,000 or something. So maybe that's what it is.
No, it's not that much.
It's not that much.
It's more like $999.
There you go. Because you always have to make it seem like it's cheaper. So we have a bunch of mail. Let's go to it. This one from Bob, who's listening to us in Vermont. And he says, hey, KDD, what's shaking in your neck of the woods? I got to tell you, listening to you talk about this triumph and Carnival Cruise and poop running down walls and people not being able to breathe and sleeping on the deck and having a fight over food, it sounds awful. I have no desire to go on a cruise. It sounds to me it's more like a floating coffin. And then after I heard you talking about it, I dug into some of the past cruises and heard about people being kidnapped, people falling off of boats, all kinds of crazy things. And sure, I realize the percentages are probably okay, but you could go on a cruise and it would be fine and there wouldn't be an engine fire and there wouldn't be the people two doors down from you that fall off the boat or some other strange event or they're left behind or whatever. Yeah, because that's the other thing. People sometimes don't forget and they're laggers. And the laggers, the lollygaggers, when they're on an island somewhere, when they stop, man, that ship leaves. Pew, it's gone. Sorry, we left you in Cuba. Actually, they're not going to Cuba, but I don't know. I'll pick a place. Like, I know somebody that went to Cartagena. Sorry, we left you in Colombia. I hope you make it back. Love, Carnival Cruise. And that's what they have to do because they have so many passengers. But sometimes people get tangled up and they don't realize. And then the next thing you know, they're left somewhere and they have to find their way back.
They taxied back to the cruise ship usually, and it costs a lot of money.
It costs a lot of money. If you make it in time, they don't account for every single person. You know, it's kind of like when you get off, when you have flights, and you're off and you have a layover somewhere, and you get off, and then you have to go on to, you know, you're going to another flight. Sometimes they'll hold them if they know you're close. And a lot of times they'll just take off. Or it's happened to me 3 times. I've been paged in airports. Once in Denver, once in Hawaii, and once in Philadelphia. And it wasn't my fault. I was getting off a plane, but they were paging, Paging passenger Delaney, where, you know, flight, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, wow. I would be running through the airport in all those scenarios. I was running to catch a flight. So there you have it. Here's another one. This one comes to us from the Olympian. And the Olympian says, and I guess it's because it's a take on Pistorius. Man, Kate, what do you think of the story about the Blade Runner being charged with the murder of his model girlfriend? How crazy is that in South Africa? Yeah, and you know, his name is Oscar Pistorius. He's a Paralympic runner. I know you all know him because he was the sensation, one of them anyway, for last summer's London Olympics. he had those blades because he, and that's what he became, because he has prosthetic limbs. And now he's officially a suspect. He appears in court on Friday, right around now, in South Africa. And they say that he is a suspect. They have no motive for this alleged killing. What started to happen when the story first broke, because she was shot in the head and shot, like, in the arm, what started to happen is that the stuff was circulating. It was one of the most dangerous areas in South Africa to live, and that this was an accidental shooting because he thought somebody was breaking in, but it was really her. And it's not, you know, so now it's believed to not be an incidental shooting, and wow, it's crazy. But I guess he's gotten in trouble before for assaults and other things. So they're not giving him a pass and saying it's no big deal. And of course, Nike, just like in the Tiger Woods scandal and all these other things that pop up, Nike, man, they are there for you. Be all you can be. Just do it until you really do it, and then we're taking the ads away from you and the money. So Nike pulled an ad that had Pistorius from its website because the ad had him taking off for a run, and the word said, "I am the bullet in the chamber." The company said they have sympathy and condolences to the family concerning the tragic incident, and that's it. They're not going to comment on it anymore. But some other sponsors that he has, like the prosthetics manufacturer and Oakley that makes the sunglasses he wears, they also release condolences. And so I guess that's now, like, when you're suited up from head to toe with sponsors, now they all have to come out and apologize. I would like to apologize profusely for blah, 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 blah. So anyway, it goes on to say what a crazy story it is and a correction on what the motivation may be. And we'll wait and see, you know, what happens as this one unfolds. Big giveaway next in some odds and ends.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
You land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more, all more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building next year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. Call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. What does this mean? How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? Don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 866-99-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 866-99-STEEL. That's 866-997-8335. Don't spend thousands of dollars more than you should. Call 866-99-STEEL today.
Engrossing, you can't simply put it down. Add Fairway Solitaire to that coveted list. Fairway Solitaire by Big Fish Games, available now in the App Store. You have to visit giveaway.fairwaysolitaire.com for a free download of the full game that is rated 5 out of 5 stars on iTunes. But call in now for a chance to win a 6-month Big Fish Unlimited streaming subscription for PC and Android, and qualify to win the cool grand prize package with Big Fish Unlimited. Ooh, sounds so good. You'll get access to 150 games, wow, from your favorite genres for free. And because the games are streamed from the cloud, you can start playing across the different devices. So call in now, 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. We're giving away three of those on this show. So 855-266-5283, first three in the door. Woohoo! Big Fish. Really, seriously, they rock. No doubt about it. So, while you're busy calling in to claim your Valentine prize, there are a couple of things that we want to end with here on this version of America Tonight anyway. Some real odds and ends. I was talking about the Blade Runner being charged with murder. It's looking like Nike pulling the ads and Reva Stenkoff tweeting Wednesday about her beau making her a shake and all this other stuff on Valentine's Day. We're getting close to Valentine's Day, and then this happens, and then they look into the back of Pistorius, the background, and he was arrested for assault in 2009, but then the case was dumped, and man, you know, what ends up happening here because of the initial stories that broke and what they were saying about him, it looks like it's going to be 100%, and it might be 100% different, and you see this. They see this girlfriend that's just a short-term girlfriend. I think they'd only been together for a couple of months. But, man, athlete, superstar, super stud, unbelievable what he overcame in his life. But he's not above the law. So if they can nail him, they don't know what the motive is. But if they nail him and it has nothing to do with being a homeowner with weapons to try to stop intruders, and in this... as the states where he was, then I would say he's toast. Blade Runner or not, he is absolute toast on this one. And this is one that, this story is one that a lot of people are following because we followed him at the Olympics. You know, you never know what's going on with somebody as you're watching them. Like I said, somebody like this who just seems so sweet and the king of overcoming astronomical odds to do what he did, and now in this situation, and man, what about her family? Phew, awful. And here's another odd and end for you. Somebody who has an iPhone, you know, I'm always hesitant to upgrade. Isn't it funny? That's technology. How can we make more money off the people that we've already suckered into getting our fine products? We just keep upgrading them. There's the one, the two, the three, the four gig, the five gig, the whatever. And that's why I hate upgrading, because then things don't work right. It's like Windows 8, no offense. Windows 8 is brutal. I hate it. And I'm having all kinds of problems. I can't even learn it. It's ridiculous. So I have two computers, and I call it old school and Windows 8. Windows 8 is like a computer I just want to ignore. I don't like the Windows. I'm sick of them. But the iPhone, you know, the iPhone is having problems, I guess, again, and the reason is because they say there's security flaws that allow snoopers to access locked phones. So passwords on iPhones can be hacked. That means somebody can make calls, listen to your messages, mess around with your contact lists, and that's bad. And this is the iPhone 5, especially the most recent version, too, of the mobile ops that they have going on. And so if you lose your phone or someone grabs your phone or they target you and take it, oh, that's not good. That's not good at all, because who knows what they'll be able to grab off the phone. And, you know, people, you have a lapse of security, I think, sometimes when you carry around these things, because you're just not, you know, you're not being crazy about it. You're just not, you don't want to sit there and analyze everything that's on your phone or on your computers, but now you have to do it. I mean, how much do we have to pay for security to protect our identity? And for people who have had their identity stolen, it's a nightmare. Our friend Izzy in Missouri had her identity stolen. She told us about that story, and I've had other people that I know that have had that happen to them through weird circumstances. One, it was using a credit card at a restaurant, and they had an imprint on it. Somebody else, it was a stolen phone, and somebody else, it had to do with a computer, and they had a hard time. You'd think, here's everything that I have in my life, and here's how I can prove to you that this is not me, and it's really, really tough to, it's really tough to prove all that, and it messes you up. Messes up credit, messes up things that you have going on, and man, you don't want to be a victim of identity theft, the absolute worst. So anyway, be careful if you have many of the new Apple phones, like the iPhone 5, because there's a good chance that somebody can hack in, get the list, listen to the messages. Like I said, they can bypass, get the passwords, and then you're pretty much toast. Because I'm certain you have all your mail and email and everything on it, and yucky. Let's move to something else that we haven't talked about too much on the show. We have in the past. We've talked about this. When I've spent some time in Washington, when you get a plastic bag, you have to pay 5 cents. If you go into a deli, you're from someplace else or whatever, you go into a CVS, and you, of course, you're not carrying your bags or your reusable bags around with you. They charge you $5 for plastic bags to try to get rid of plastic, saying that we're choking ourselves with plastic. And now Bloomberg, who's banning everything, is looking for a ban on plastic foam containers. So that's his latest thing. Remember, first it was the big sodas and calories and foods, and I guess we could wind the clock back even further than that with some other things, but he's Mr. Regulator. Large sodas, smoking in Central Park, all that kind of stuff. Now it's styrofoam, because he says it increases the cost of recycling as much as $20 a ton because it has to be removed, and it's environmentally destructive, and it's easily replaceable, so we can do without it. And he's talking about any kind of styrofoam, anything like that, foam insulation, all those kind of things that would relate to it. Dow Chemical must have loved hearing that, because that's definitely their products. What did the mayor say? And here's the thing. How many other people have foam? What happens to the businesses? It's not that easy. Like food stores, restaurants, what happens? Like Dunkin' Donuts. Dunkin' Donuts said, and there's tons of them in New York, they say instead of an outright ban, why don't you review or test the types of hot cups on the market and look for what's a viable alternative? But, we keep testing them, and we have to have a cup that keeps drinks hot and hands cool and is better for the planet. So, this ban is not going to eliminate waste or increase recycling. It's just going to replace one kind of trash with another. So they don't want to hear it from the mayor. Listen, we are we're testing our cups all the time. Do you want to pay for that? I mean, really, this guy, he is the advocate for getting rid of everything. I mean, the sugary drinks pushed people over the top to 16 ounces. And then he was going to get chips out of the city, regulating the trans fat and the food preparation and a bunch of other stuff. Now, there are cities that limit it, but they're very, very, very few, like Seattle, Washington, Brookline, Massachusetts. Any thoughts on the show? Send them to me, americatonight.net.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it. Now, get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. In all orders to the lower 48, ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.